On ABC Capricornia, you're with Chrissy Arthur.
Coming up very shortly, have you ever wandered through a cemetery and looked at the headstones and imagined the lives or the stories of those laid to rest in those cemeteries? Well, two authors have been researching cemeteries and putting together a collection of books called Grave Tales. And they're in central Queensland, actually looking at cemeteries now along the Bruce Highway. I'll tell you more very shortly. 1981, that one, for Kim Kahn and Betty Davis Eyes. 11 past nine on ABC Capricornia. Have you ever wandered around an old cemetery and had a look at the gravestones and tried to piece together a little bit of the story of those who are lying at rest? Sometimes it's a sad experience, a child that's died far too young, or perhaps it's a memorial to a soldier who's left behind a heartbroken family. All sorts of these stories are fascinating, and they're actually being shared by journalists and husband and wife authors, Helen Galtz and Chris Adams. They've put together a series of books called Grave Tales. So far, Helen and Chris have told stories about cemeteries in Sydney, Brisbane, and along the Great Ocean Road in Victoria. And they're now researching and having a look at cemeteries along the Bruce Highway. Chris has joined me this morning in the studio. Chris Adams, thanks for your time.
Pleasure, Chrissy.
What an interesting occupation you have.
Well, it is. It's fascinating. And we are not alone in being keen on finding out what happens in cemeteries. They are very, very popular places. Lots of people like to go and have a look to see what's happening. So when I tell the stories, we call them stories not laid to rest because there's plenty left in them.
So where did the idea come from? How were you inspired to put together this collection called Grave Tales?
It was Helen's idea initially, and we sort of developed it from the idea of being able to use the cemeteries to tell the history of a location. And I guess it sort of came from the idea of being in a cemetery and looking around, as you said, and thinking, wouldn't it be fantastic if the people who are in here could tell us their stories and tell us the history of this place.
And your background is as journalist?
Journalist, absolutely, yeah. I had about 45 to nearly 50 years in radio and television, and Helen has a very strong background in journalism, brand manager, marketing, radio production, television production, and so between us we've got a few skills to put to this sort of thing.
And so what sort of challenges do you find? Well, take me through the process, I guess. You decide that you're going to have a look at cemeteries in a particular area?
Yeah, exactly. We started out with the Brisbane one because that's where we live. The idea, I think, was probably initially to do them along roads so that you could read the book or listen to the audio book, which they are now, and then drive the road, learn the history from going to the cemeteries and reading the stories of the people there. So that was Great Ocean Road, was one of those. Brisbane was the first one we did, then Great Ocean Road, which tells the story of the road itself, which of course is a permanent memorial to the men who died in World War One. It was built by the men who returned from World War One, and so it's unique in that it was built by men who returned from a war and dedicated to those who didn't. Then came Sydney, and we're now doing the Bruce Highway. The Queensland Government, through Arts Queensland, has supported us in this, so they're backing us to do the Bruce Highway, which we're doing now.
And so tell me, I guess, why are these stories collected or researched from cemeteries? Why is this a good way to look at Australian history?
Well, it's Australiana. It's stories of things that happened here, and they are there, and it's a good place to start. People who were intimately, if you like, vitally involved in these stories are there, and so we use them to tell the stories of our history so that it doesn't pass.
And you mentioned audiobooks. Are you finding that's there's a growing demand or a growing market for that kind of book?
Yeah, I mean it's interesting to look at the history of the book, if you like. I mean the number of books being sold in Australia now is dropping rapidly. Other mediums, if you like, are picking them up. E-books, audio books, podcast, are all taking the place of the book. And so we're branching out into those as well.
Yeah, I see. I've just got one with me now. I've got the Great Ocean Road Grave Tales collection. Lots of historical photographs and maps and newspaper clippings as well. Obviously, that you wouldn't get that into an audio book.
No, but you can still read it.
Yeah, you can still read it. Tell me what you're doing here. You're travelling along the Great the Bruce Highway, rather.
Yeah, we're right at the moment. We've done some areas of the Bruce Highway already. I was up in Cooktown last week. This week we're here looking at graves here. I'll be spending a fair bit of today in some of your cemeteries. So to pull together the stories that we will decide to use in the book about Rockhampton.
Okay, how do you make that decision? Do you just walk around and have a look, or? Or do you do research before you get to Rockhampton?
Yeah, I mean, we do all sorts of things. We do a lot of reading. We do a lot of looking at the history of a place. It's the old journalistic thing of, you know, knowing a good yarn.
Yeah.
So that becomes part of it as well.
Okay. Is there a story that has stuck with you particularly? Look, I can only imagine a lot of the sad stories that you'd come across.
Yeah.
Is there something that has really stuck with you throughout your travels and your research today?
You find all sorts of people when you're doing this stuff, and you get kind of attached to some of them that you write about. One of them that I wrote about was a bloke called Billy Singh, who was a sniper in World War One, and was left with terrible, terrible memories of the things that he did, became close to him. I guess the one that sticks in my mind most of all is a fella called Arthur Stace, and he's in the Sydney book. I know my wife became very much involved with a lady called, I'm trying to think of her name now, Miss Havisham. She was in the Dickens book, Great Expectations.
Yes.
And there was a woman buried in Sydney in the Canterbury Cemetery down in Canterbury in the Camperdown Cemetery in Sydney, who could have been the model for Great
Miss
Expectations.
Havisham.
Yeah. So, but Arthur Stace was a chap who grew up in terrible poverty in Redfern in Sydney. He basically lived under his parents' house. They were hopeless alcoholics and survived by stealing milk and bread from the neighbours. He went on to become a bit of a hopeless case himself until he signed up and went to World War One. When he came back from that, you know, he'd been back in Sydney 10 days and it was the same thing again. No money, no work, drunk, hopeless. He walked into a church one night to get something to eat, where they were handing out food for people who were doing it a bit tough in the 30s in the Depression. He heard a bloke talking about eternity. Where are you going to spend eternity? So Arthur Stace spent the rest of his life wandering around Sydney with yellow chalk writing eternity wherever he could. He wrote it outside railway stations, on footpaths, everywhere that people would be. Here was the word eternity. He tried other things. He did this for 30-odd years. He tried other things like, remember God, and God forgives and all these sorts of things. But he said he loved the word eternity because it makes them think. And I loved his story.
How long do you expect it to take until you've got Grave Tales along the Bruce Highway out in print?
Should be October.
Okay.
So we've got a bit of work to do.
Right, okay. And how do you find husband and wife authors together, travelling, researching together?
Yeah, it's good. It gets a little tense at times, but basically it's pretty good.
And can you give us a hint on some of the graves or some of the stories that you might tell from central Queensland?
Okay. The one that I can tell you we definitely will tell is the story of Thomas Griffin. Thomas Griffin was the Assistant Gold Commissioner under Jardine here in the 1860s.
Mm-hmm.
He was, of course, a policeman. He was decorated from the Crimean War when he was in the British Army. He came to Australia in the 1850s to Melbourne as a policeman. I haven't checked yet, still doing research, but I think he was probably one of what they call the London 50, who came out to teach Victorian police how to be policemen. He then came here to Clermont, where he was magistrate, and they hated him. So they dispatched him back to Rockhampton, where he was became the gold commissioner. The way the system worked in those days was that the authorities would take the gold from Clermont, for example, a goldfield, bring it to Rockhampton, then it would go. Then the money would be taken back. He took some gold from some Chinese guys, never gave them the money, and never had the money because he was a hopeless gambler. So there was some money going back to Clermont with a police escort, two policemen, Cahill and Power, and he killed them.
Mm.
He followed. He worked it so that the strong man of the three, which there were originally, was left out of it. The two younger guys had to take the money back. He followed them, actually went with them, killed them, took the money, and was subsequently very careless with the way he disposed of that money, which was marked. I mean, people could identify it down the track. It was narrated, as the term was of the day. He spent some in a pub, which was marked. He dropped some accidentally, which was marked.
Mm.
He took it out of the money before it got to Clermont, and the guy who was carrying the money and responsible for it was smart enough to say, "Would you put your seal on this bag so we know it's all in there?" So he'd have been found out when the money got to Clermont anyway. Long and short of it was that he was convicted of killing the two policemen and he was hanged here in Rockhampton in 1868.
Chris, just fascinating. Thank you so much for coming in and enlightening me to your grave tales, and I look forward to October when that new book's released.
And anybody who wants to find more can get it on our website, which is gravetales.com.au.
Lovely. Thanks. Good luck with your local research.
Thanks, Chrissy.
Chris Adams, who together with his wife Helen Galt's putting together Grave Tales, Stories Not Laid to Rest, and the latest challenge is to tell stories from cemeteries along the Bruce Highway. You're with ABC Capricornia, 21 minutes past 9.